Good evening.
Good evening.
Did everyone have a wonderful Christmas or holiday or whatever? What are we supposed to say now? You know, I don't do anything that's politically correct. And the reason why I don't do anything that's politically correct, I call it Christmas. You can call it Hanukkah, you can call it the holidays, you can do anything. I have trained myself not to take offense about anything. That is not my job. This thing that we call God is never offended. It's never offended about anything. So when the world out there immediately says, oh, you have to call it a Hanukkah bush or whatever instead of a Christmas tree, that's so ridiculous. You know, we're celebrating life, we're celebrating ourselves. Why do we have to, you know, call anything anything? So religion, I was doing a lot of thinking about religion, and I have a mind that says to me, who do you think you are, Dallas? That you can outthink the Pope. I forgot to tell you, Noah, I'm also at the present moment upset with the Dalai Lama. Because the Dalai Lama said some wars are justified. Now, that I'm hoping that was a misprint that I read. Because that has to be out of the question. He could not have said something like that. But anyway, when I'm doing these different things, I'm listening to my ego mind always say, Dallas, these people know more than you. This is what's going on. That's what's going on. I wait to get some kind of a sign, and I get them from all directions. So I pulled up behind a truck, and on the back of the truck, there was a bumper sticker, and it said, God, protect me from your followers. Very important. I love that. Protect me from your followers. We're not here to follow anybody. We're here to be ourselves. We're here to find out what we know about God individually. You have to do that on your own. There is no such thing as salvation through affiliation. And people think there is, and that is not the truth. With that said, I will do a spiritual mind treatment. And by now you know when I say spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. It's an organized form of prayer. We are organizing our mind, because what we are really doing is we are talking to intelligence. This thing that we call God is pure intelligence. So we have to talk to it intelligently. Many people go out and blah, 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 and they're so convoluted that this thing that we call intelligence cannot figure out what they're saying. So you have to be organized. You have to be specific in what you're asking for. And you have to have the courage to ask for what you want. This thing that we call God will always give you what you want. Always. The holdup is convincing your mind that that's true. That is always the holdup. So when we do a spiritual mind treatment, we organize our mind. And we align our mind with the mind of God so that we learn to think God thoughts after it. So I will do this in the first person. And all those who are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. And this is what I know. I know that I am made in the image and likeness of God. In the image and likeness of God inwardly, I have the exact same powers as this thing we call God. And I am never robbing God of its glory, its power, its wisdom, or its intelligence when I use it. In fact, I glorify God when I use God's mind. And I realize that I truly do live, move, and have my being in the mind of God. And therefore, this thing we call God lives, moves, and has its being in me. And because I know this and accept this, I use it to bring abundance, prosperity, and money into my world. And I let that be so, and so it is. Okay. Is everyone still doing their affirmations? Please keep up with the affirmations. I see new people, new faces.
These are my friends.
Oh, three friends. Well, how wonderful. Thank you.
She has more in the trunk.
She has more in the trunk. They're coming. I haven't lost you by any chance, have I? You're keeping up with what I'm saying? Okay, good. Because I hate a stampede towards the door, you know. So anyway, how many people are still doing the mental equivalent? Please, the mental equivalent is an absolute must. I had a young man visit me, and he thinks he wants to start teaching because he's read so many books and so forth. And I said to him, well, I think that's a wonderful idea. I think everyone should be a teacher. You know, when we teach what we need to know. And that's why I do this, because I want to know a great deal. So anyway, I said to him, are you familiar with the mental equivalent? He said, no, I never heard of it. I said, before you start teaching anything, get the book. It's 16 pages long or something. It's a little pamphlet. Learn that. Up one side and down the other. I cannot tell you that for 40 years I've been reading that book. And every time I pick it up, something new is seen in there that I've never seen before. I have highlighted my copies so much that everything is highlighted. And when that happens, I buy another one and I start over again. And when I get the new one, I think, well, I don't remember reading that before. That wasn't in there. They must have done something. A different print. No, it's the same book. It's the same book, but it contains everything. So how many people remember the idea of warmth of feeling that we're always talking about? You have to have the warmth of feeling. Do you remember last week when I said it's all right to pound your foot and say, I want it, and I want it now? That is to get emotions and feelings running through you. So you're not just sitting there, I think I'll have that one. That's not going to get you anywhere. This whole thing is done with feelings. Your whole life is done with feelings. The life of the organism is feelings. If you don't feel, you have no life. Life is feelings. So learn to use your feeling. I learned to approach this power with feeling. And you will see all the difference in the world. One of my 3x5 cards. Your heart is your creative center. It is like a powerful dynamo, transmuting the thoughts and emotions with which you fill it into manifest form. We call this science of mind, which I teach. But it should be called science of the heart. But we start with thoughts, and we form those thoughts in our mind. Many people say, I want this, that, and they can form the whole idea in their head. But they never manifest anything. Because it has to drop from the head to the heart. You only make a manifestation or a demonstration when the head and the heart are in sync with each other. How do you do that? Visualize it. The first week in September, the topic was visualization. Visualize what you want. Think about you what you want. And then visualize that just dropping down into your heart. That's one of the tools that we were given when we were placed here on this plane of action. Everyone thinks that we were placed here as helpless individuals. You can believe that. We call those people victims. Mm-hmm. By the way, there are no such thing as victims. They're only volunteers. And they volunteer to be victims. Mm-hmm. Because they don't know that they can think their way out of anything. And you don't have to believe what the world is telling you. You can believe something else. I was at the eye doctor on Friday. My new eye. I have a new eye. It was hurting and swollen and red and carrying on and burning and whatever. So I called and I said, there's something funny going on. I want to come down for you to look at this. The woman immediately said to me, oh, you have a inflammation of the eyelid. And you have some kind of bacteria or something going on inside your eye. I said, oh, fine. So she prescribed some eye drops. The eye drops I'm using. She gave me a list, a sheet to bring home, which told me how to wash my eyelid by pulling it down and out, by using baby shampoo, but to make sure when you're using either a Q-tip or your fingertip that you're not going to touch the eye at all. Then when that's done, you want to rinse that, and then you want to do the top by pulling it up. That didn't bother me till I got to the end where it said this must be done four times a day. Mm-hmm. You must put a compress on for 20 minutes. You have to do this, this, and this. And you must remember that after a while you can taper off to 2 or 3 times a week. But this is a chronic condition. And you must continue to do this the rest of your life. On the paper. No way. I don't have chronic things in my life. My eyes better. I'm never going to do that.
You're never doing that.
And I'm not going to fall for that little routine. Don't do that to yourself. You have the power in you to heal. You go, you get the advice and so forth. You like to have somebody say, yes, you're right. I knew there was something wrong with it. I, you know. But I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to allow myself to do that or be talked into it. So I immediately affirmed that this power that we call God made a perfect eye. God does not make imperfect things. And because I know that this power is running through me and that the power is perfect, therefore my eye must be perfect. And I let it go. This is the way it works. This is the way it works. The world wants to convince you that something's wrong.
Did she charge you for the device?
Did they charge? Yeah, well, I'll get a bill probably, you know. But you have to look at yourself and say, I have the power to do this. And you each and every one of you, in your own way, have done this in your life, but you have forgotten. You have forgotten because the world is very convincing. And certainly the commercials now that they have on television are extremely convincing. But instead of sitting around thinking you're falling apart, sit around and know how together you're becoming. Know that everything inside of you is working perfectly. And it will work perfectly. Now that's the most I can say on that, or the American Medical Association will close me down. They don't like talk like that. So anyway, you have this month we did visualization. Excuse me. Which is a very powerful tool. Please learn to use that. I have people who say to me, well, I don't know how to visualize. Everyone can visualize. Just start. You know, it's a muscle you haven't used. You may have to grunt a minute. But go ahead and start to visualize. Once you start, you can do it. Somebody said, well, I can only get half of it. Well, if you get half of it, you can get the whole thing. But learn to use that. Learn to see what you want. And then learn to know what you see is already there and already done for you. And that will be in your life. And then we did appearances. Remember the idea of talking about appearances. And what that boils down to, when this master teacher Jesus said, do not judge by appearances. The whole thing there, and people think, oh, well, we're not supposed to look at something and see that it's ugly. We're not supposed to do this. That's judging by appearance, you know, that we like nice-looking people. Well, I have news for you. Nice-looking people may be cosmetically beautiful, but they're cosmically a mess, you know. That's judging. But judging by appearance really means we judge everything as separate. You see, you think that you're separate from me. That's the appearance. Don't judge by appearances. There is no such thing as separation. We are all one. And when I say there's no such thing as separation, and I'm one with Tom and everybody else in here, what else are we saying? We're one with God. And that's the appearance. We have an appearance, and we have been taught that God lives someplace else. I think Mexico or somewhere. But not where we are. God is always far off someplace, playing tennis. God is with you, right here and right now. You don't have to go anywhere. God does not dwell in a place called heaven. God dwells right here and right now. And you can see heaven by stop judging by appearances, knowing that you're one with God or one with this power. The world does not want you to know that. And very few religions want you to know that, but it is the absolute truth. It is the absolute truth, and it is the only way you're going to be able to demonstrate in your life, by coming to that conclusion that you're one with God and that this God wants you to have everything. God did not put us here to suffer and have less. I get into this whole teaching, well, that's a different story. But when I started to really think of what was wrong, I was a Lutheran. And I must have been 9 or 10 years old. And I think it was a Seventh-day Adventist, maybe, had some program on television every Sunday. We watch it on the set about this thing. And it always started with, I have come so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And have it more abundantly. But that goes right out the window. That goes right out the window. No one teaches that. I'm here to tell you that your natural state of being is abundance, is prosperity. And with that comes money. That is a natural state. You cannot say that you are one with God and think otherwise. That's an impossibility. And if your mind is doing that to you, make it stop. Just make it stop. Because it's telling you a lie. The ego mind will never tell you the truth. Because the ego mind wants to keep you separated from God. It also wants to keep you separated from every other human being. It wants to tell you that one race is superior over another race. The life of God, which is the only life there is in every race, is in every person, is in everything. And this thing we call God does not have favorites. God treats everyone equally and everyone justly. So remember those things. When you're doing a demonstration, when you're doing a treatment, you have to back up what you're saying. You back it up with your thinking. And when you come to those conclusions that you are not separated from God, you drop it down to your heart or your heart center, whatever you want to call it. There isn't any culture that doesn't believe in the heart. They say, feel it with your heart. What does your heart tell you? What is this going on? What is your heart? How are you feeling about it? Not how are you thinking about it. So get the two to work together. Thinking and feeling. The whole idea is to have them think together in what's called entrainment. Things to think about. And then we did a class this month on being a witness. And I think you described that with your Christmas. You just sat there and became a witness to the dysfunction that was going on. And that's what we do. We know enough not to get involved with those things. We just sit back and look and watch, gather all the facts, and say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And thank God I don't live in their universe. That's all you do with that. But you have to start being a witness to your own thinking. You have to know what you're thinking. You see, most people just go around thinking and doing things and they are never aware of what they're doing. So becoming a witness just means becoming aware. Or you notice what you're doing. To notice what you're doing is the same thing as to become enlightened. That's all an enlightened person does. An enlightened person knows what's going on around them. Instead of thinking it's something else. That's all that is. And once you know that, all you see is God everywhere. You don't see all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, my gosh, there is no separation. We are all truly one. And then we did, of course, faith. Faith, as I said, like a belief or anything, is a vibration. Everything is a vibration. And you have to have faith. And what is the thing that we want to have faith in? Ourselves. You know, we want to have faith in ourselves. And we don't have faith in God. Faith in God is a lovely concept, but it gets you nowhere. You have to have the faith of God. You say, we know. Everyone here says, oh, God's mighty. God's pure wisdom. God can do this, 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 and this. Everyone believes that. Because you have faith in God. But has it changed your life in any way? Rarely. But if you have the faith of God, your life changes constantly. Your life changes constantly. You have the faith. And that brings us to tonight. Tonight is going to be a meditation for the new year. And what we are going to do, and we'll talk about it before I get into it. Does anyone know what the main problem is, why we do not demonstrate, why we do not believe, why we are not getting what we want? Is that, you have your hand up? Or is it?
No, no. If I knew the answer to that.
I'm going to tell you. In order to do all of this, you have to empty yourself. And we don't empty ourselves. Our minds and our feelings and our thoughts are so full that we can't put anything else in there. Mm-hmm. You have to empty yourself of all the thoughts that aren't getting you anywhere. That's what you do. When the vessel is full, you can add nothing to it. So you have to empty yourself. How do you empty yourself? By forgiving yourself and everyone around you. Forgiving everything that happened to you. When we do this meditation, we'll go start from last year at this time and move through the year, releasing month by month the things that we're holding on to that we no longer need in our lives. And that thought could be a thought that you've had for 30 years. That you've had for 30 years. Is there anyone in here still struggling with parent thoughts? When I mean parent thoughts, I mean your earthly parents. Yes, I thought so. I was waiting for that hand to go up. You must give that up. You must empty yourself of that. I'm going to give you a wonderful way to do that. You just said to yourself, I was wrong. I was wrong. I interpreted the whole thing wrong. My parents really did love me. They really did do this, this, and this, and this, and this. And you get rid of all that other stuff. You empty yourself out. You have to admit that you were wrong. Doesn't matter if you were wrong. Doesn't matter if you were right. You have to come to the point where you can say, I was wrong. And it doesn't do anything. The ego doesn't say, yes, but they did this, 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 and this, and boy, I've never given that up, boy. I'll tell you right now. I was home. And you do that with everything that happened to you during the year. Because it doesn't mean a damn thing. Remember, I can use that word. Doesn't mean anything. The only thing that means anything is the love you have for yourself. And you cannot love yourself if you're holding a grudge or anything else against anyone, including those parents. Remember I told you I read a book called Actualization by Stuart Emrick. The only thing I got out of the book was a good book, but the only thing I remember, and I use it to this day, is do not take anything your parents did to you personally. They could have done it to anyone. And that's what you have to remember in life. Don't take anything personally that people do to you, that have done it to anyone. They're not picking you out. You are never the target. You are never the target. But your mind interprets that. So just say to yourself, huh, I made a mistake. I was wrong. I misinterpreted the whole thing. And then fill in that emptiness that you just unloaded with a nice vision of them. All you have to do. All you have to do. So many people are on therapy for 20 years trying to get rid of something. Which the therapist says, well, that's your issue. And you're going to have an issue. Why do you have to have an issue? You don't have to have an issue with anything. Just look at it and say, huh, well, I was wrong. And off you go. And off you go. You know the quickest way to stop a fight, an argument?
Yeah, I agree with the person.
You say you're right. Stops immediately. It doesn't matter if that's true or not true. It stops the whole thing. What you are trying to do is stop your mind from taking you down the wrong path. And your mind will do that till you're completely down. And then you'll say to somebody, how do I get out of here? Then you have to work yourself back out. You're in, you're out. Do you want to spend your rest of your life like a yo-yo? Doesn't have to be that way. Just say to the ego mind, I was wrong. Does it make that much difference? No, it doesn't. But yet again, it does, doesn't it? Because if you can say, I was wrong, and forgive those people, and forgive all those situations, your life completely changes. Lo and behold, my God, you may get happy. Now, wouldn't that be a concept if we could walk around being happy? And you can walk around being happy. Wouldn't you rather be happy? What are the choices? What are the choices? You want to be happy, or do you want to be right? If you want to be right, you're never going to be happy. And it boils down to, it doesn't make that much difference, does it? Who cares? Only cares if you're right? Remember the other week, the young lady that was in here? What was she saying? Oh, it was a date. And I said, I think it's the 26th. She said, no, it's the 27th. I said, well, whatever. So finally she said, she couldn't let that go, of course. Somebody goes, what day is it? Well, it's the 27th. See, I was right. Over a day? Over, you know, what? Where is that? And we do those little things to ourselves all day long. And we think the person who allows that ego to go thinks, I won. Boy, I'm so smart. I know what day it is. Huh? Albert Einstein didn't even know his telephone number. Do you have to know the date? No, you don't have to know the date. That doesn't make you dumb, stupid, or anything. It just means you don't know the date. You know? So don't let your mind do that. You see, the peace that you're looking for, this peace of mind, or this peace that passes all understanding, you can have when you empty yourself of all those things which the world says is so important. The world places a great deal of emphasis on being right, on being intelligent. I place very little on that. I know tons of intelligent people. I'm surprised they can put their pants on. So I'm not impressed with any of that. I'm impressed with being able to stay happy, to stay peaceful, and to be able to heal myself. These are the things that are important to me, not the outside world. Okay? Now, before we start, are there any questions? Everyone knows how to meditate. If you don't know how to meditate, there's no big deal there. Some people go into all these clever little things, and your hands have to be up. Your hands can be up if you wish, but there's no fast rule about any of this. The only thing, suggestion is that you allow yourself to relax and that you breathe and you just accept what's coming. You've all been here, except for the new people, to realize that nothing harmful is going to happen to you in this room. That you're completely safe. So if anyone's mind is saying, well, I'm afraid to do this, tell your mind to shut up.
When you say forgive to yourself, is that including yourself for certain things?
Oh, you always have to forgive yourself first. That's at people. It's always you. It's always you. You can't say, I forgive somebody else and mean it unless you know how to forgive yourself. And you see, that's another little clever thing about protect me from your followers. People love to rush out and forgive other people, thinking that in some way that means they're going to be forgiven. That this is going to help. It's going to help a great deal, yes. But you can't forgive anyone unless you're able to forgive yourself. It's always with you. And you're the only one who holds something against you. This thing we call God, and it never holds a thing against you. You know, you make a mistake, it's gone instantly. It's gone instantly. Everyone's afraid to make a mistake. I'll talk a minute about a mistake. A mistake is instant karma. You know right away you did something wrong. You don't have to wait till you're born 300 years from now to figure out that that was wrong. A mistake mistake is instant karma. And it's the way that this mind of God set things up. So you knew that you made a mistake. Now, if you didn't know you made a mistake, wouldn't that be awful? You just keep going, making it, and making it, and making it, and making it, and making it. You have to make mistakes to know that, oops, got to change path here. Okay, I forgive myself. I tried that. And you let that go. And you don't look back and say, well, 20 years ago, if I'd have made that one. Stop all that. Live in the now. And forgive yourself for all that stuff. People think that the memory is so important. And I'm not saying that the memory is not important. And I think it's wonderful to be able to look back in your life and say, look what has happened in my life, and look how wonderful my life has been. Look where I have come from. Look how I have moved from good to greater good, from glory to greater glory. But only remember the things that were good. Let all the rest of it go. That's emptying all that out. Then you make room for the new. So with this being the new year, we're going to make room for the new so that something new can come into your life, so that something new can come into your thinking. How many people here are tired of thinking the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over? Do you think that's the way you're supposed to live? You know? That's like the man who says, don't tell me I have 40 years of experience. He didn't have 40 years of experience. He had 1 year of experience and 39 years of repeat. Exactly what? 39 years of repeat. Well, I worked on this job for 40 years. Don't tell me I have experience. Have experience. So let's empty ourselves of all that and stop that mind from taking you down the garden path constantly and bringing up the same thing. I had a young man today, 22 years old. 22 years old, and his mind is driving him up a wall. He can't say, well, I can't just let that go. I can't forgive that. I said, you're 22. And you've got a life ahead of you. You've got everything ahead of you. And you're going to hang on to that? For how long? 40 more years? Get rid of it now. Get rid of it now. These people over here that have the spinning and the turning and the same thoughts and everything else, your mind tries to figure out a different ending. Mm-hmm. Can't happen. It's an equation, people. 2 and 2 equal 4. The same thoughts produce the same results. It's an equation. We live in a law, an immutable law of the universe, where what you think into it comes back to you. So get rid of all those old thoughts and renew your mind. You will not only then renew your mind, you'll renew your life, you'll renew your spirit. Everything will be made new for you. And that's what this is all about. I promise I'll get here soon. But things keep popping in. That one popped in right out. We have to learn to just let all this stuff go. In the Bible, it says, it came to pass. And what that means is, It came into existence to pay us out of existence. Trouble came into your life to pay us out of your life. This came in to pay us out, in and out. It came to pass. But we, something comes, and oh my God, look at that. I'm going to have that for the next 10 years. It came into existence to pass out of existence. Let it go. Let it go. Did you have another question? No. All right, are we ready? Let's dim those a little.
Should we put the candles out?
No. I think, see, sure. That's what she can do. And you can just dim. Not too dim now. I like to see where everyone is. All right, then, just start to settle down. You know how to do that. And just allow all those worries and concerns, just allow them to go right out of your head. You don't need those right now. And just remind yourself that this is something that you want to do, and this is something that's very beneficial for you. You're completely surrounded by love here, and you're completely protected. So you can go just as deep into total relaxation as you feel comfortable going. In order to help you relax even more, I would like you to picture or imagine that you're at the top of a beautiful staircase, and that staircase has 10 steps. And I'm going to count you down that staircase. And with every step, you're going to go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. And when you reach the bottom, you're going to step off into a beautiful, white, warm, friendly light. And when you step off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light, you're going to go 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper into total relaxation than you've ever gone before. So starting at the top, 10, 9, 8, every muscle and every nerve in your body just loosens up and lets go. That's it. Just let go. And it feels so good to just let go. 7, 6, 5. Halfway down now. Halfway down, and that wave of relaxation is now spread all over your body. That's it. Just allow that wave of relaxation to spread all over your body. And allow it to carry you deeper and deeper into total relaxation. And the deeper you go, the better it feels. And the better it feels, the deeper you go. That's it. Going deeper and deeper into total relaxation. 4, 3, 2. Almost down now. Almost ready to step off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light. And remember, when you step off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light, you're going to go 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper into total relaxation than you've ever gone before. Number 1, stepping off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light. That's it. Just allow that light to completely wash all over you. Allow it to completely envelop and carry you deeper and deeper into total relaxation. And now as you stand there in that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light, a wave of peace comes over you. A wave of security comes over you. And it feels so good to be here. And now as you stand there in that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light, you notice a hallway in front of you. And you decide to start walking down that hallway. That's it. Just start walking down that hallway. you walk down that hallway, you notice a door at the end of the hallway. And as you get closer and closer to that door, you go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. That's it. Getting closer and closer. Going deeper and deeper. Closer and closer. Deeper and deeper. And now you're standing right in front of that door. And you can read written there in beautiful gold letters, "This is the place of the Most High." And as you stand there reading, "This is the place of the Most High," you decide to open the door and walk in. That's it. Just open the door and walk in. And now you find yourself in the most beautiful room that you've ever seen. And here you are, at that place within you, at that spot within you that has never been touched by anything on the outside of life. Here you are at that place within you, at that spot within you, where all life begins. Here you are at that place within you where your life begins. And it feels so good to be here. And now as you stand there, you notice a chair in the middle of the room. And you decide to walk over and sit down on that chair. That's it. Just walk over and sit down. And when you do, you go even deeper into total relaxation. And now as you sit there on that chair, you look across the room and you see a movie screen there. And on that movie screen, you see the month of December. December of last year. And you look at that month, and on that screen, you see what was important to you and what was not. And the things that were not important to you, the things that no longer serve you, the things that you've carried for so many years, you are now able to just release those. You just release those. By telling yourself, "I was wrong. I interpreted that wrong. And now I see it differently." And because you see it differently, it changes. And you are able to let the old go. And now you work to the next month on the screen, which is January. And you do the same thing. So I will be quiet while you run the months through your mind, releasing anything that you no longer want in your life. All those old thoughts, all those hates, all those grievances, all those grudges, you realize now that they mean nothing. That you are moving into a new year and you wish to be empty so that you can create wonderful new things in your life, so that you can demonstrate the job, the career, the relationship, the health, whatever it is, you are now making room for that demonstration. Think of it as cleaning out your closet and throwing out all the unwanted things. I will be quiet now. with that done? With your mind cleared of the clutter, with all those old thoughts gone, you can now bring into your life what you wish to have there. So now take a moment and see January 2006, starting your new life. See that vision, the job, the relationship, whatever. Visualize it and know that it is yours. It's time to come back. I am going to count from 1 up to 5. On the count of 5, your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake and feeling wonderful. 1, slowly, easily, and effortlessly, coming back to full awareness, bringing every detail of this session with you. 2, every muscle and every nerve in your body feels loose and limp and relaxed. And every time you have one of these sessions, you go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. 3, you feel good. From the tips of your toes to the top of your head, you feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. 4, your eyes start to feel as though they were bathed in cool spring water. On the next count now, your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake and feeling wonderful. 5, eyes open, wide awake, and feeling wonderful. Now the big one, I think you have to switch. Oops. Yeah, that one. Now that is as easy as it can get, people. Is anyone familiar with Rumi? Yes. Rumi. He was a poet. Rumi said, "Why are you in prison when the doors are wide open?" And we hold ourselves in the prison of our own mind. We hold ourselves there with our doubts, with our fears, and with our limitations. With the new year coming, let those things go and become the person that you want to be. And don't buy into the world who tells you that you must hold on to this, that your life must look like a B-grade movie. Your life should always be a blockbuster in full Technicolor. That's what you want for your life. Do it. This time of year is a marvelous time of year to do this, because you have an opportunity here when Race Mind has taken a small vacation, and there's a crack in that which you can use, because with the new year coming, everyone is going to be making resolutions. Everyone is going to be thinking that the new year is going to be great. So with that, you have the crack that you can get in and use it. Because by January the 3rd, it has sealed itself back up again, and people say, well, I didn't keep that resolution. But that's the way it is. It's just a game. We like to just make resolutions, but they never do any good. They never do anything. Make them wrong this year. And use that. And use that with your visualization. That there's now a crack. And you can feel that. You can feel that. We live in thought atmospheres, people. And this is a perfect time to use that crack. How many people are here, whether you had a calendar or not, can tell when it's Sunday? Yes. You can always tell it's Sunday. Why? The vibration changes. And at about 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, you start to get into work mode again, and the whole thing changes and feels differently. Thought atmospheres. Use them. You have an opportunity now. It's going to open for you. Escape. Don't close down and say, oh, well, I'll wait another year. You know? I believe in internal life. But I don't like to wait on this plane of action till next year to have what I want. A lot of people think, well, if I don't get it in this life, I'll get it in the next life. How many people have known anyone that's come back? No one. There may be. I'm not putting that down, by the way. I often say I must believe in reincarnation because I spend money like I have it. At one time, in one lifetime. But don't wait. And don't think for one moment, like my friend Doug the Baptist, that if I suffer here and I don't get what I want here, it's waiting for me there. Why can that not be? Oh, there's no there. There's only now, you're saying. There's only now. You can't wait. Wonderful opportunity to do that. I won't see you till next year. I want to thank you all for coming to these classes. These classes mean a great deal to me, and so to each and every one of you. I think that you're absolutely wonderful, and I know that I'm wonderful. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Donation basket for Dallas.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, I'll be here next week. I like the forward.
I'm
Careful what you wish for. Love you, buddy.